Even so, Lord Jesus, quickly come. I'm ready. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, choir. Thank you, Chris, Landon, for leading us in worship. We've already had a great time of worship. You know, one great thing about Vista Grande Baptist Church is you all know how to worship, and you participate in worship together. You're not just an audience sitting out there watching our performance. You're participating and singing, and could you sense the presence of God this morning? This is the day the Lord's made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. Wasn't it? Did some of you see those balloons going up this morning? It's such a great part of being here in Colorado Springs. The land flowing with milk and honey. Colorado Springs, Colorado. God's good. Such a beautiful day. Such a great day to worship the Lord and see so many of our good friends out here and new friends that we've made. Well, the title of the message this morning is We Make Our Plan, God Directs Our Steps. And that's what I want us to think about as we move into transition. And in keeping with the great tradition that our pastor has set as we read this scripture together, would you please stand in honor of God's word as we look at Proverbs, the 16th chapter. The word of the Lord says, "The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit. Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. The Lord has made everything for its purpose, even the wicked for the day of trouble. Everyone who is arrogant in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Be assured, he will not go unpunished. By steadfast love and faithfulness, iniquity is atoned for, and by the fear of the Lord, one turns away from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little righteousness than great revenues with injustice. The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps." Will you pray with me? Our gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you so much, dear Lord, that you've brought us to this place this morning. Thank you, Lord, for calling us to be a part of your greater plan, that plan to redeem the nations. Thank you, Lord, for letting Vista Grande to be a part of that plan. Lord, we want to honor and glorify you in everything we do. Lord, may none of the plans we make be done just to please ourselves, but only to please you. That's our great desire. Thank you, Lord, as we have sung this morning and as we have thought in so many ways. Thank you that your great promise to us is that you will be with us to the very end. You will be by our side. You've gone before us. You are with us. You are ahead of us. Father, may the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our God. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Please be seated. I'd like to start off this morning, if you would, just give me a little personal privilege here, and thanking you for the way you supported us on the field in East Asia for almost 20 years. Thank you for welcoming Kathy and myself back to Vista Grande. You prayed for us. You pray for us now. You provided for our needs on the field. You're providing for our needs now. We can't thank you enough as a church for how you've cared for us. And you've also have been a part of walking alongside us in ministry. Many of you came to visit us on the field. We went out into the mountains together. We shared the gospel, the good news with people in those mountains of East Asia. And now we're walking alongside you here. We want to personally thank you so much for the prayers that you've had for Kathy and myself as she went through a heart attack a couple months ago. Wow, what a surprise that was to us. We would have never thought that anything like that would come the way of my healthy wife that always eats the right things and exercises, but it happened to her. Thank you for praying and encouraging us in that process. As we move forward during our interim period, I want you to know that God has some plans for us on preaching. Already, we have been able to secure some good preachers coming forth. One of those is Dr. Mike Proud. He is with our Colorado Baptist General Convention. He's the executive director of our Colorado Baptist General Convention. And he has graciously agreed to come and join us to deliver a 7-series sermon. He'll be with us over 7 Sundays, beginning in May, and he is going to preach on the 7 churches of Asia that we find in the book of Revelation. What a great transition from where Brother Chris left us this last week as he preached the book of Revelation. So we've got a lot to look forward to. God has place some people in the life of our church that will bring some good messages. And let's support them and let's encourage them as they come. At our missionary training in Richmond back in 2005, they taught us there are two types of missionaries that are on the field. They approach planning in different ways. There's those that are very detailed and very precise. They kind of know 3 years out exactly the steps and the things that they're going to do. But then there are those that are a little more spontaneous. They kind of work in real time. We would jokingly say they're the type of people that would build an airplane in the sky. You've probably heard that terminology before. Both of them are valuable. Not one is right and one is wrong. God uses all people to get his work done. If there's one thing I want you to remember this morning, it's this. Remember this. God has a plan for redeeming the nations. Vista Grande Baptist Church gets to be a part of that plan. God has a plan for redeeming the nations. Vista Grande Baptist Church, we get to be a part of that plan. The story of the Bible is for God redeeming the nations. Every transition in the Bible is a part of that plan to redeem the nations. We can see that from the very beginning. When Adam and Eve transitioned, moved from being in the garden to being outside of the garden. We see that as Noah took his family inside of the ark and they moved from one place and ended up in another place. We see that as God called Abraham to move to a new place where a great nation would be coming out of his seed. God worked in transition in Moses' life. God worked in transition in Paul's life as he moved from one place to another. God worked in the transition of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ when he was born, when he was a baby. The family moved, had to go to Egypt for a while, and then they came back. Transitioning in the Bible usually involved moving from one place to another. We're in the process right now in our church. We've just begun that process of moving from one place with our senior pastor, Dr. Chris Moore, to another place with another senior pastor. There's going to be many steps along the way, and we need to make our plans. We need to use all types of planners in our church. We need to use those people that are detailed in planning, but we need to have some more of the spontaneous type that can allow us to have some fun and a good time along the way. I remember as a boy, we would take those summer vacations, and there are two types of dads that plan for summer vacation. I will call them serious dad and fun dad. Now you can decide what you are this morning. Serious dad always planned every little detail along the way, knew every motel you were going to stay at in every city. Maybe you had a dad like that. But you also might have had a fun dad that was more spontaneous, just loaded up the car and you guys just headed out. You'd get to a place and sure enough, the motels with the pools were not available anymore because dad hadn't planned for that. But fun dad would always find an alternative. He would walk across the street to Walmart and buy some Frisbees and Nerf guns and go out and play with the kids. The point is, we all have our different skills in being a part of God's plan. God has gifted our church with a great staff of pastors. Some of them are a little more serious, some are a little more fun, but God is able to get his work done here at Vista Grande. We're in good hands there. God has gifted us with great leadership, our deacons. God has gifted us with a pastor search committee that we believe he's called to this task. Everybody has different personality. Everybody has different giftings, but God's using them in moving this plan. God has a plan for redeeming the nations, and we want to be a part of that plan. It's prudent to make our plans as we move forward to a new senior pastor. It'd be foolish to look at this time casually and just hope everything seems to work out along the way. Plans are necessary, and we have a really great group of people to lead us in that process. Over these last 6 years, Kathy and I have had a process of moving through six major transitions in our life. In 6 years, six transitions. What we learned during this period of time is, number one, transition is definitely difficult. It's not easy. It's hard. And also, we learned that it requires a great deal of faith to get from one place to another. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the great prince of preachers, the great Baptist preacher that pastored the Metropolitan Church in London, England, he wrote, "God knows what he intends. You and I begin with a plan, and we deviate from it when we see something better. With God, however, there is no defect of judgment that would require a change of plan, no defect that would drive him from his first plan. With him, there is no shadow of turning," as we read in James 1:17. Depend on it. It would be an insult to the supreme intellect if we supposed that he worked randomly. This is a truth. God has one boundless purpose that embraces all the things that he permits and ordains. Without denying free choice, we believe that God foresees the curious twisting of human will and that he overrules all for his own purposes. God knows and numbers all of humanity's inclinations and devices. In the mighty sweep of his plan, he takes them all into account. He never swerves. What he has resolved to do, he will do. The settled purpose of his heart will stand forever. We're in what I would call our first phase of transitioning from one senior pastor to a new senior pastor. I would like us to look at three servants of God that were obedient to the call of the task that he placed ahead of them. They all made plans. They all had their skills and their talents to follow through with those plans. Those transitions of moving from one place to another in their lives indeed were challenging and were difficult. The first one of these I would like to look at is Abraham. Abraham accepted God's call to be the father of a great nation. He didn't know how he was going to get there, but by faith, Abraham was obedient to the call. In Genesis 12, we read, "Now the Lord said to Abram, 'Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing.'" Abram left his language, his culture, all the things that he knew. He packed up his whole family, which is, by the way, was a very large family. He took all of his animals with him, and they set off on this great adventure and this great journey from the land of Ur. And along the way, it took some interesting twists and turns. I'm sure they hoped that they would make it there within about a week, but it took a lot longer than that. And God had to remind Abraham that he had a call in his life and he needed to remain faithful to that call. They took a side trip to Egypt. Seems like we hear Egypt all the time in God's plan, coming in and out. And they ended up back in the land of Canaan, where God planted their lives. There were hazards along the way. There were difficulties along the way. There were people that rejected them, people that wanted to destroy them, wanted to wipe them off the face of the earth. But God got them there. Abraham was faithful. God lived up to his promise. Kathy and I experienced something of this when he called us to go to an unreached people group in East Asia nearly 20 years ago. And what we learned through that process is that there were challenges, there were difficulties, and we had to maintain a tremendous amount of faith to accomplish God's plan for our life. Well, eventually Abraham settled in Canaan and he fulfilled God's plan. After a long journey and many years of waiting, God fulfilled his plan through Abraham. Made him a father of a great nation that would be instrumental in God's redemptive plan for humanity. Abraham made his plans. God directed his steps. The next person I'd like us to look at is Moses. Moses was a man of determination. He was determined to be obedient to God. Moses had to be determined to appear before Pharaoh on multiple occasions. In Exodus 33, we read, "The Lord said to Moses, 'Depart, go up from here, you and the people whom you have brought up out of the land of Egypt, to the land which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, to your offspring I will give it.'" God commanded Moses to lead the children of Israel to the promised land. I suppose Moses was probably one of those serious dads. He was kind of a melancholy sort of spirit, but he was very detailed. You know, you had to be detailed to take a group of probably 2.5 to 3 million people across the desert for 40 years, keep them organized, encamped the way God had told them even to be encamped with one another. But God got him there. Moses was determined. He was like a bulldog. He had to be to appear before Pharaoh probably no less than a dozen times and just said, "I am has sent me. Let God's people go." God was able to use Moses to achieve his task. Moses made his plans. God directed his steps. And then I'd also like us to take a look at Paul. Paul and his missionary journeys. Paul was a man that followed steps of mission. Paul made plans to follow this mission to reach the Gentile world for Christ. And God directed his steps to get there. Paul made plans to follow his mission, and he took Barnabas along with him. They took the gospel on mission to the churches in Asia Minor. Paul had received a call of God to take the gospel to the Gentiles through Asia Minor. When Paul and Barnabas were on their mission to Antioch and Pisidia, we read how they went to the synagogues to preach and spread the gospel. Acts 13, it says, "The next Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. But when the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy and began to contradict what was spoken by Paul, reviling him. And Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly, saying, 'It was necessary that the word of God be spoken first to you. Since you thrust it aside and judge yourselves unworthy of eternal life, behold, we are turning to the Gentiles. For so the Lord had commanded us, saying, I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth.' And when the Gentiles heard this, they began rejoicing and glorifying the word of the Lord. As many were appointed to eternal life, believed. And the word of the Lord was spreading throughout the whole region." Paul and Barnabas had a plan to follow God's mission to take the good news to the Gentiles of the world. God directed their steps. Paul's missions took over four specific times, four journeys. There were many steps, many turns, many difficulties along the way. But by faith, Paul was determined to carry out the mission God had called him to. Paul made his plans. God directed his steps. Every transition that happened in the Bible was all for the redemption of the nations. God had a plan for redeeming the nations of the world. We are the nations of the world. More specifically, God has a plan for redemption in your life, in my life. We don't deserve it, but God's put it in place. We're making our plans right now to move from one senior pastor to a new senior pastor. I believe God will give us another good preacher. In the nearly 40 years that I've been associated with Vista Grande Baptist Church, God has always provided a good preacher in this pulpit. And I believe our committee is praying that God will give us that man that will continue to preach the Word of God faithfully week after week to us. God is going to direct our steps as we continue to worship, we continue to connect, we continue to service one another, and we continue to impact, to be a part of God's redemptive plan of reaching the nations. God has worked in this plan in the past. I've seen it. God is currently working right now in this redemptive plan through this church. And God is going to be with us in the future as we join together in that redemptive plan for the nations. This morning, we're going to take some first steps. Let's be obedient to follow those steps that God leads us in, remembering that transition is going to be difficult. And transition is going to require us to have a lot of faith and trust that God's going to take us where He wants us to go.